And if you can afford a $140 cigar, you might be in the market for a piece of real estate in Panama. It turns out the tiny Central American nation now has one of the fastest-growing economies in the world. This year it's expected to grow 10%. The Panamanian government is trying to market itself as a financial haven in an area of instability. For now, this is working. Panama is being touted as the new Dubai, drawing investors from across Latin America and the world. NPR's Lourdes Garcia Navarro sent us this report from the capital, Panama City.
Panama has just announced that the former Howard U.S. Air Force Base on the shores of the Panama Canal will become one of the largest development projects in the country's history. The scale is massive. The area developed is going to be the size of central London, with a media city, an industrial area, and a residential town. It will be worth up to $10 billion. This in a country of only 3 million people. In a cavernous, sweltering hall on the former base, the agreement was signed with great fanfare. All Panama's ministers were there, along with the president, Martin Torrijos. British company London and Regional will manage the project. The deal is another sign, as if one were needed, that what was a Central American backwater is now exploding, and it's attracting notice all over the world.
Panama is going through a huge economic boom at the moment. It is a stable oasis for investment in a part of the world that's not always quite as stable as Panama. We see huge opportunities.
The head of London and Regional, Ian Livingston, says that the expansion of the Panama Canal, new refinery and ports projects, and a possible free trade agreement with the U.S. all make Panama attractive. Add to that a dollar economy, low inflation, and a government that's pushing this country as a financial hub. And you have a place that's now being touted as the new Dubai.
We believe that Panama in general, that the property boom that's going on is sustainable and is not out of proportion with the demand in the area.
American money is pouring in, of course, but the wealthy of Bolivia, Venezuela, and Ecuador, who are nervous about the direction of those governments, are also investing. Construction, more than anything else, is driving this boom. The Panama skyline is showing the result.
My name is Ivan Carlucci. I'm the president of the Panamanian Real Estate Brokers and Developers Association. Right now, according to the government numbers, we got 175 projects under construction, 120 more projects that have been already approved by the government. So right now we're speaking about 395, close to 400 projects.
Many of the buildings going up are high-rises whose skeletons are making Panama City look like an out-of-water coral reef. Over 11,000 apartments are coming online this year, and they are all already sold. There are worrying signs, though.
So I'm standing on the corner of Avenida Balboa. This is the main thoroughfare between the old part of Panama City and the new part where all the high-rises are being built. And the traffic is bumper to bumper. There are tons of cars. Panamanians have been noticing more and more that the infrastructure just isn't holding up in the face of all this new construction. The economic boom, while positive in many respects, is causing its own set of difficulties.
The infrastructure is not appropriate to this growth and is not adequate to sustain all the building that is going on. The sewer system, the road system, the public transportation system, the electric grid, the public infrastructure is not adequate.
Panamanian analyst Carlos Guevara-Man says speculators are playing a big part in the market. Already some landmark projects have been pulled because they simply weren't viable. Panama also has a high level of corruption. Its judicial system is in major need of reform, and it's run by a white oligarchy that is cashing in. While it's marketing itself as a first world destination, Panama isn't there yet, he says.
Most of the benefits of this growth are being appropriated by the people at the top. Many people at the bottom, or most people at the bottom, are not seeing these benefits. What they are seeing is an incredible rise in the cost of living. They're not seeing increased salaries, they're not seeing increased opportunities, and I think that generates a lot of resentment.
Countries in Latin America have a very poor track record of making sure that everyone benefits when times are good. Panama's been no exception. It has one of the most unequal distributions of wealth in the region. And so far, that hasn't changed. Lourdes Garcia Navarro, NPR News, Panama City, Panama.